And good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the NIHL Game of the Week here from the Mount Prospect Ice Arena between the Comets number one and Glenview number one. Thanks so much for joining us on SportstownChicago.com. NIHL Game of the Week on SportstownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Here at the Mount Prospect Ice Arena in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Play is underway here, no score, with 12:20 to play here in the first period. Play inside the Comet zone as they look to establish and get outside of their zone. Now the play comes to center ice in the neutral zone. Both teams kind of plodding along here in the early going as Maltz goes back for the Stars. Glenview pick up the puck. He's being pressured from behind by number 55. That is Jaden Jacobazzi. And puck stolen away. Comets inside the Stars zone. Now the Stars, almost a big hit there by Myers on Iannucci, and he was able to avoid that hit. Now the play continues inside the Stars zone, and holding on for a faceoff will be Owen Krauth. Krauth, the goaltender for the Stars and for the Comets. As soon as he's able to turn his jersey, we'll let you know. All right, play behind the Comets net along the near boards. Utanis has the puck, stick handles around a defender, and he's over the blue line. Centering it into the slot, Erickson gets there first, and now the puck skits up the center ice and carrying it over, losing his mouth guard, number 94. That's A.J. Nospelius. And backhand into the net! Kept chipping away. I believe that was number 11. Number 13, putting the puck in the net. Anthony Pagliaroni. Check that. That's Carter Erickson. Carter Erickson for the goal for the Stars as they jump out to a 1-0 lead. And in goal for the Comets is number 39, Zane Weller. So Weller in goal for the Comets and Owen Krauth for the Stars. Now puck out the center ice. Skating inside the zone, number 97, Lucas Starzomski. He'll lose the puck. And firing it into the zone was Bendall, and now he's going to skate off for a change. The Stars will look to come outside the zone. Schreiber, he took a big hit! Laid out on the heavy hit there from Luna. Shot on net and sticked aside by Krauth. And the puck goes out to the blue line, kept in nicely by the Comets. Now it comes out to center ice. Here's Schreiber. He's going to skate over the blue line inside the Comet zone near circle. Centered it to the slot area, but a couple Comet players were there first, and they intercept the puck. Puck comes out to center ice. Maltz will get there for the Stars. And Schreiber looks to carry it in, and another hit by Luna. Luna definitely throwing the weight around. Or Lena, Jared Lena, for the Comets. All right, Stars carrying it in. Oh, good, eluding a defender there. Great play to elude the defender. I believe that was number 96, Landon Garrett, stick handling. And he was about to be measured up, sized up by a Comets player. He's able to stick handle get the puck on net. And Weller was able to make the save. All right, now the puck inside the star zone. Comets throw it into the near corner. Alton into the slot. Tipped on net by Myers. And that puck goes into the far corner and now it over into the near corner. Stars look to get the puck out. Comets keep it in. Alton, near point, off the shin pads of Biederman. And now he'll tip it out to center ice. The Comets are going to have to go back and chase after it. No icing. And skating with the puck, number 60, Braden Magnan. Magnan loses the puck, but now it gets loose out the center ice. Here's Magnan carrying the puck over the blue line. Check that, number 13. Oh! Fires a shot and sticked into the near boards by the Comets. Now Cummings loses the puck. Now he gets it back along the far boards. Puck thrown back inside the Comets zone. Comets carrying the puck inside the zone. In the slot. Fired on net. Glove save made by Krauf. Puck along the near boards. Maltz stick handles around a defender. Over his own blue line. Here he is at center ice. He's going far board entry. And that puck is loose at the far point. Kept in. Now the Comets take possession. And puck battle ensues. Comets have it inside their own zone. They'll clear out the center ice. Intercepted, however, by Lucas Strazomski. And puck battle ensues inside the Comet zone. Near point. And skating inside the zone, but losing the puck was Jacob Bozzi. Now Schreiber has it for the Stars. Throws it into the near corner. Alton and Schreiber along the boards behind the net. Comets come out with it. Moving with a head of steam. 64, Liam McCullen fires a shot behind the net. And McCullen will go chasing after it. What a head of steam there by McCullen to create that offensive opportunity. Now the shot fired on net and making a save is Krauth, and he's going to hold on for the faceoff. .6:10 to play here in the first period, 1-0 in favor of the Stars on the goal by Carter Erickson. Puck inside the Stars zone. Chasing after at number 23, that's Will Ani. Ani has it behind his own net. Looking for an outlet, he's going to skate it forward. Now it's thrown out. Iannucci's pass stolen by Lena. Lena for the Comets. Fires a near-circle shot at the far end. And that was patted aside by Krauf. All right. So for the folks on the live stream, sorry for the delays. We were having some issues with our connection here. So we might be going in and out here as we don't have a strong signal. We're continuing to work on that. And puck battle ensues in front of the net. Save made by Krauth. Now players piling up. All right. So save made there. Looking to get connected here, so just bear with us, folks. Puck in the near far corner, dug out by the Stars. All right. 4:24 to play here in the first period. Again, 1-0 in favor of the Stars. All right, now play inside the Stars zone. Stick handling, spinning around, number 23 for the Stars. That's Will Ani. Ani throws it out to center ice. Picked up by Schreiber. Schreiber chips it inside the Comet zone. Lena will chase after it for the Comets. He'll ring it around the near boards into the near corner. Dug out by Lena. Lena tries to chip it ahead. Ani tries to intercept. The Comets take it. And a shot flittered towards the net by number 21, Utenans. And then he'll go off for a change. Lena to center ice, trying to feed Captain Cummings. Now picking up the loose puck, carrying it inside the zone, number 72. Myers fires a shot, and that goes just wide. And into the far corner. There's Carpenter. Carpenter for the Stars. Fires a shot on net. Stick save made by Weller. Then the puck goes along the near boards inside the Comet zone. Cummings has it for the Comets. Center ice pass feeding Myers. Myers skating up along the near boards. Stick handle lost the puck at the blue line, but Cummings comes in. Now Myers in the slot area. Flips a shot on net. Save made by Krauth, kicked into the near boards. Puck comes out to center ice. And they feed made, connection made. Oh, and a big hit on number 10. That's Bendall, Evan Bendall. But he continues to chase after the puck in the near corner inside the Stars zone. Puck intercepted at the neutral zone by the Comets. Pinon. Skating with it. He loses it. Now here come the Stars. Firing a shot on net. Deflected over the crossbar. The Comets look to clear it out. Evan Bendall. He loses it. Iannucci fires a shot on net. Up in the air. Rebound. That one was a little precarious for the Comets. But now they're finally able to clear the zone with a minute 49 remaining. Bendall unable to corral that pass. But now coming in and skating the puck inside the zone is Liam McCallum. His shot on net was pushed ahead by goaltender Krauth. And look, pass attempt to Iannucci goes wide into the near corner of the Comet zone. Inside the zone looking to escape out is Brady Magnin gets it to center. Puck brought in back inside the zone. Good stick handling, shot towards the net. That was number 23, Will Ani. But now the Comets take possession. Comets along the far boards inside their own zone. Stars doing a good job of keeping the puck inside the zone. And they'll throw it back to Ani. Looks like that Brady Magnin for the Comets. Now the puck stolen back. Erickson. Puck rolling on edge. And Magnin will get there first for the Comets. He'll throw it up to the near boards. Now the Comets look to get the puck outside the zone. They finally do now. Now they're at center ice. Good stick handling here by Utenans. Utenans tries to throw a check into Erickson after the play there, so keep an eye on a little chippiness going on so far here in the first period. All right. Offensive play inside the, puck deflected off the skate of Erickson into goaltender Krauth, and he was able to cover up for the faceoff. A little over 10 seconds remaining here in period one with Glenview Stars out 1-0 over the Comets. You're watching NIHL Game of the Week on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. Puck along the near boards. Lena keeps it in. Horn sounds, signifying the end of the first period. And again, after one period of play, Glenview 1, Comets nothing. With 13 play here between the first and second period. Lone goal scorer for the Glenview Stars was Carter Erickson. Erickson getting the goal in the first period. Shots on goal. Well, at least this is what it's saying here. I'm not exactly sure if that's up to speed here, but it says 11-3. Might be the case. 11-3. I think that's reversed. 11-3 in favor of the Comets. But definitely most of the play took place inside the Comet zone as they had some trouble getting outside of the zone. Getting ready here for second period action. Faceoff taking control by the Stars. They flip it inside the Comet zone. And Pino will flip it outside the zone. Shot on net, and that's going to be an offsides call. As Tyler Maltz fired a shot outside the blue line, but there were Stars inside the zone. So that's an offsides call, an easy offsides call against Glenview. Faceoff at center ice along the far boards. Puck taking control by the Stars. They'll dump it inside the Comet zone behind the net. Pino will throw it along to the far boards inside his own zone. Kept in by Glenview. Iannucci throws it into the far corner. Comets look to get the puck outside the zone. Iannucci pinches in again and keeps it inside the zone. And now the Comets finally take possession. Inside the zone, number 10, Bendall. Bendall throws it towards the slot. Comets look to keep it in. Bendall gets his own pass. Now Pino in the slot, he's circling around. Far circle, gets it down low to Bendall. Bendall back to Pino along the far boards. Feeding it to the slot, but knocking it to the corner was number 9. That was Nathan Sondag for the Stars to prevent an offensive opportunity for the Comets. Puck dumped back inside the Comet zone behind his own net, number 60, Brady Magnin. And puck loose in the slot area, far circle. Erickson winds up a shot, but getting in front of it was Lina. And now the Comets look to clear it outside the zone. Center ice pass stolen away by Maltz of the Stars. And he dumps it back inside the Comet zone. Erickson gets there first in the near corner. And number 21, Drew Utanans, gets it out to center ice, carrying the puck inside the zone. That is number 55, Jaden Jacobazzi. He has it, does a wraparound, and a pad save made by Krauth. Krauth anticipating that wraparound and was able to get the pad down and cover up that side of the post. Now puck tipped towards the net. Krauth will throw it into the far near corner. And coming out with it is Maltz for the Stars. But keeping it in was Buss for the Comets, and he chips it forward. Stars looking to clear. Maltz has possession. Center ice feed goes awry. And it's going to go down for an icing call as Maltz trying to make a connection with A.J. Nospililis. But that puck went awry, and it goes all the way down for icing with 10:19 to go in period two. 1-0 Glenview. Faceoff won by the Comets. Pinnow tried to shoot it, pass it, and it was intercepted by the Stars, knocked out the center ice. Myers dumps it back in, however. McCallan feeding it into the slot area. Stars are doing a good job, though. Whenever the Comets try to get the puck inside the slot area of intercepting passes or tying up sticks. So Comets have not been able to generate much offensively, especially in front of goaltender Krauth. Probably the best chance they had was that wraparound attempt that Krauth was able to get his right pad on and make the save. Puck thrown on net. Krauth stops it. Stars having some difficulty getting outside their own zone. Now they throw it off the boards. This should be another icing call, and it is. So icing against the Stars, and the faceoff will come back down inside the Stars zone. Comets will look to see if they can win this draw. Faceoff will be to the right of Krauth. Stars take possession after the draw. Papalas throws it inside the Comet zone. Myers will chip it ahead to center ice. Maltz takes possession. Cross ice pass to Papalas, and he'll dump it back inside the zone. Magdin will chase after it for the Comets. He'll circle around. Throws it up. That was to Jacob Bozzi. Check that. No, number 13. That's Pagliaroni. And now the puck goes to Alton. Alton throws it to Magnin. Magnin gets the puck out to center ice. Now Utenans will skate after it, but Papalas takes it for the Stars, and then taking it back is Bendall for the Comets. Bendall loses it. Comets dump the puck into the far corner where Bendall will chip it away, and then he'll go off for a change. Now Pino on the ice for the Comets, tries to keep it in at the near point. He does. But Stars get it out to center ice. Knocked off the puck was number 10, Iannucci. The Comets look to get it back, but Papalas intercepts for the Stars. They're playing a lot of keep away right now between the two teams, but not much happening inside the offensive zone. A lot of neutral zone play taking place right now or just inside the blue lines. Pino for the Comets. Centering attempt went out of the reach of Dylan Buss and goes to the far boards. Comets look to keep it in, and they do. Keeping it in is Pino at the far point. He skates in, circles in the slot. Oh, and the puck rolled off the stick of Liam McCallum. Otherwise, he would have had a great offensive opportunity. Nospililis fires a shot, whistled wide. Stick side of goaltender Weller. And the Stars dump it back inside the zone. Now this could be an icing call against the Comets, and it will be, with 7:17 to play here in period number two, with Glenview holding on to a 1-0 lead. The Comets still stuck on three shots on goal. And the faceoff will be to the left of Weller. Comets win the draw. Magnin behind his own net. He loses possession. Now Erickson has it for the Stars. He chips it behind the net and skating after it, number 94. That's A.J. Nospililis. Nospililis. Myers flips it inside the zone, trying to feed Cummings. Stars get there first, however. Now Myers had the puck roll off his stick just as he got into the slot area. Otherwise, he would have had an offensive opportunity. And the puck jumps out the center ice. Making a move there was Ani. He's in the near corner. He loses the puck. Magnin trying to kick it ahead, but taken away by the Stars. Stars looking to set up, get an outlet. They throw it over to the near corner now. And Myers, big check in the near corner. Starr still maintained possession. Sullivan from the near point fires a shot wide and goes along to the far boards. Pinching down low to keep it in is Lucas Starzomski. And now the puck comes out to center ice. Myers has it. Fires a shot on net. Stick save made by Krauth. He sticks it into the far corner. And Erickson looks to clear but kept in nicely by Lena. Now Starzowski. Puck inside the star zone. Sullivan has it in the near corner of his own zone. Loses possession. Puck fed in the slot. Backhander. A little nifty turnaround backhander made by Bendall, but not a whole lot on it. And Owen Krauth was able to cover up for the faceoff. 5:35 to play here in period number two. 1-0 Glenview. On the goal by Carter Erickson in the first period. Stars have the puck behind the goal line. Chip it out to the far boards. Centering attempt to Papalis. Intercepted by Pino. And now he'll skate after it for the Comets. Looking for an outlet. He shovels it ahead into the slot area. Shot out just wide of net by McCallum. And McCallum has some of the best offensive opportunities today for the Comets. Just was unable to capitalize on that one. Now we have a stoppage of play. There's a player a little bumped up behind the net. I believe that was Bendall, Evan Bendall. Had some issues there, upper body, and now he's off for a change. And fresh forwards on now for the Comets, as we do have a penalty. So it was a penalty on that play. So in the box will be number 55 for... They don't have a 55... for the Stars, so your way, penalty on the Stars. So the Comets will have the game's first power play. Bus. Now Pino for the Comets. Carries it in over the blue line. Knocked down, but Bus takes possession of the puck. Near circle. Stick handling around. He gets knocked off the puck nicely, and then Malls picks up the loose change for the Stars. But he loses it. Now Bus chips it ahead, and Krauth had to stick the puck over to the far boards. Comets keep it in. Fires a shot on net. Wide into the near corner. Pinching down low to keep it in is Lena for the Comets. Now the Stars look to clear it out along the far boards, and they do. Weller will leave the puck for Utenons. And Utenons will look to shovel it ahead. He does, but a Stars player is going to get there first. That's Ani. He throws it back inside the Comet zone. 53 seconds remaining on the power play for the Comets. Pino skating inside the zone. Stick handling near circle. Tries to one arm and backhand around. Now Pino has it near circle. Throws it into the slot area but goes wide of Liam McCallum. Now the Stars are able to clear with 31 seconds remaining on the power play. Lena inside his own zone. Fanned on the pass attempt. But then he was able to get it to McCallum, but he overskates it. And bringing it inside the zone is Lucas Starzomski. Starzomski has it. Doing a good job of killing time. Stars doing a good job killing off the remaining seconds of this penalty as the Comets are having trouble getting it outside of their zone. Now Myers tries to flip it inside the zone. That goes off the shin pads of Will Ani and comes in along the far boards. Penalty over. Both teams back at full strength. The puck comes outside the neutral zone. Stars look to clear. Throw it all the way on net. That's going to be a save made by Weller. Oh, puck loose. Fired a shot and scored. Unable to clear the puck. And then it comes in and able to pick up the loose change and fire it in is number 17, Quentin Biederman. So Biederman, Johnny on the spot there as the Comets were unable to clear the puck. And he was able to fire it over the stick side of goaltender Weller for the second goal. 2-0 Glenview with 2:44 to play here in period two. Shot on net. Krauth able to make the save and stick it into the far corner. And here come the Stars looking to exit the zone. Papalis inside the Comet zone. Looked to stick handle around a defender, but the Comets were able to intercept. Now the Stars back inside the zone looking to pressure. That's number 9, Nathan Sondag. And we have a whistle. See if it was a puck knocked down with a high stick, I believe. So the faceoff will come outside, or a hand pass. Trying to get the signal from the referee. But either way, faceoff will come outside the Comet zone along the near boards with 2:14 to play. Glenview leading 2-0. Faceoff controlled by the Comets. There's McCallum. Dumps it inside the Star zone. Fires a shot and whiffs wide of the crease and comes back down low. Stars take possession. They try and throw it along the far boards. That's intercepted by Buss. Buss trying to chip at that puck and doing a nice job of keeping the puck inside the zone is Pinau, Tommy Pinau. Now the puck behind the Stars net. Let's see if Pinau fires a shot towards the net. Tip attempt by Buss and Krauth able to make the save. Another shot from the far circle goes wide of net. Now the Comets are really pressuring here out to the far point. Over to the near point. That puck was temporarily intercepted by the Stars, but then they touched the puck offsides inside the Star zone. So we'll have a stoppage of play and a faceoff come outside the Star zone. With 1:29 to play in period two. And the Stars leading the Comets 2-0. Magnin back inside his own zone. Circles around. Cross-ice pass to Myers. Myers has it now. Stick handles it inside the zone. Pass attempt to number 21, Drew Utanons. That goes off his stick, however. He's unable to corral that puck. Otherwise, he would have had a good offensive opportunity. Myers keeping the puck in for the Comets, but he fans on the shot attempt. Now Magnin tries to throw the puck on net. It goes behind the net. Kept in at the far point by number 77. That's Carter Alton. Now Magnin tries to get a shot off and getting a stick on it. It was number 97, Lucas Starzomski. Here come the Stars trying to bring it outside the zone, but Cummings intercepts it just before they're able to get it out of the blue line, and he'll throw it behind the Stars' net. Stars looking to clear, having some issues, however. McCallum now Pinau throws it into the far corner. Comets able to make some player changes while they have the puck inside the Stars' zone. Now Ani tries to get it outside of the zone. He still has it. Finally able to get it out to center ice. Ooh, and that clearing attempt by the Comets. That went up and hit Schreiber up high. But the horn sounds ending period number two. So another goal for Glenview. The Stars in that period on the goal by Quentin Biederman on that errant clearing attempt by the Comets. So Glenview will go up 2-0 heading into the third period. The Northern Illinois Hockey League is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all of the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. And in this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all of its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Pee Wee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all girls hockey divisions each season. NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the league's Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about the NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL President, at www.nihl.info. And hockey fans, don't forget the Chicago Wolves have upcoming games Friday, February 3rd versus Grand Rapids, and Saturday, February 4th versus Rockford. Both games start at 7 p.m. Friday night's game is Craft Beer Night and Wolves Wives Puck. Saturday against Rockford, Faith and Fellowship postgame concert. It's also Adopt-A-Dog Night. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. All right, play resumes, start of the second period, third period, and firing a shot wide were the Comets, and the Stars look to clear their zone. Ani finally able to get it over the blue. Oh, no, kept in nicely by Myers, but it was ruled an offsides. I thought Myers had gotten to that puck before it crossed the blue line, but that's not what the referee called, so that's going to go as an offsides against the Comets. So the faceoff will come just outside the Star zone along the far boards. 2-0 Glenview with 12:28 to play here in the final period. Puck inside the zone, number 94. That's Nos Palilis. Now Carpenter has it at the near point, tries to get it down low. And Biederman fires a shot, and that's sticked aside by Weller. Comets look to clear the zone. Biederman throws it back in the zone, but the Comets intercept. Now here's Biederman. Oh, Biederman laid out by Alton, but he forgot the puck. Some big hits in this game from some of the heavy lumber on the ice tonight. So keep your head up and your head on a swivel. All right, Alton has the puck for the Comets. Throws it head to the near boards, but Carpenter's going to intercept that for the Stars. Cross-ice pass to his defensive partner. Gets it over to Schreiber now, trying to enter the zone. He gets there on the blue line. Alton falls down. And Carpenter pinches in from the near point to knock it down low. Stars looking to set up here. Carpenter near point. Fakes a shot. Rings it down low. And it's over to number 79, Kellen Christopher. Scrum ensues in front of the net. Now Alton getting a little chippy there. So play getting a little chippy in front of the Comets net. But now cooler heads prevail. And the faceoff will take place to the right of goaltender Zane Weller. Christopher will take the draw for the Stars. The Comets take possession. That's Pino. Far boards. Puck out to center ice. Bendall has it. Stick handling over the blue line. Feeding it to the slot area. Jacob Uzi backhands a shot on net, and Krauth able to make the save. Now the puck comes out to center ice where Lena will dump it back inside the zone. Stars look to stick handle the puck outside the zone. Stolen away by Jacob Uzi. Fires a shot. Glove save made by Krauth. And he'll hold on with a little flare on that glove save by Krauth. 10:40 to play here in the final period, and score 2-0 in favor of the Glenview Stars. Face off to the right of Krauth. Comets win the draw. Lena at the near point throws it into the far corner. Stars will chase after it, try and get it outside the zone. They do. Lena's going to have to chase after it. This could be a 2-on-1 for the Stars. Firing a shot, making a save with the glove was Weller. He didn't corral it, but he was able to make the save and chip it ahead. Now the Stars retreat back inside their own zone. Ani, center pass Stolen away by Myers. Myers carries the puck in along the far boards for the Comets. He's going to circle behind the net, looking for an opportunity. Fires a wrister from the near circle. And making the save was Krauth as Myers crashed into Iannucci. And Iannucci a little slow to get up. There's a big difference in size between Myers and Iannucci. And those two collided after the wraparound, or not the wraparound, but the circle around shot attempt from Myers over by the near circle. Faceoff will be to the right of Krauth, Owen Krauth, with 10:02 to play in period three. Comets take possession of the draw. McCallum circling. Backhands a shot from the slot. And then Cummings took the rebound and backhanded. And Krauth able to make both saves. Now Ani for the Stars. Has the puck taken away by Cummings. Feeding it into the slot to McCallum. And the puck rolls off his stick and goes into the far corner. Ani will have to take it again. Now stick handling around a defender. Doing a good job there. Now I believe that was number 23. Yeah, that's Will Ani. And then the Stars ice the puck. So the faceoff will come down inside the Stars zone with 9:26 to play. Draw one by the Stars. Carpenter throws it out to the near point. Lena keeps it in. Fires a shot behind the net, goes over to the far boards. Stars look to get the puck outside the zone. Comets keep it in. Backhand from the slot. That's well over the crossbar. Now the Stars look to clear. Lena pinches in at the near point to keep it in. Wrap around to the far boards. Chasing after at 97, Lucas Starzomski. Comets still keep it in. Throw the puck into the near corner. Stars looking to keep it out. Now they gain possession. Schreiber. Oh, and chipped down nicely. Good stick work by Lena to knock the puck down, but the Stars keep it in. Now flip shot, score! What an individual effort by the Stars. I believe that was, let's see here, 79. Kellen Christopher. He stayed with that puck, even though Lena did a good job of trying to knock it down. Christopher stayed with that puck and was able to stick handle and fire it over the shoulder of Weller for the goal. And that's a 3-0 lead for Glenview, and that should pretty much put the game out of reach for the Comets unless they're able to mount a furious comeback here with 8:19 remaining in the final period. Puck deflected into the Comets bench, and we'll have a faceoff inside the zone, just inside the blue line in front of the Comets bench. Coming into the game in the division, Gold B Tier 1, Comets had 13 points, and Glenview had 11. And so if this score remains, these teams will be tied in the slot. Oh, whistling a shot wide was Bendall on a nice feed by McCallum. And another shot, this time save made on a shot by Pagliaroni. And Krauth really flashing the leather over there. Owen Krauth, he's been standing tall in the net, even though he hasn't faced a ton of shots. He's been able to stifle the Comets whenever they've had some decent opportunities. Face-off draw. Taken by the Stars, shoveled ahead to center ice. Pinot will chase it down for the Comets inside his own zone. Chipped out to center ice, Myers. Myers has it, shovels it ahead to Cummings. Cummings skates inside the zone. Tries to throw it into the slot, but Erickson intercepts for the Stars. And now Pinot will flag it down for the Comets. Rung off the boards to Cummings. Cummings feeds it in. Nice pass to Jacob Uzi. Drops it back to Myers. Fire shot, glove save made by Krauth. What a shot by Myers, and even better save by Krauth. Again, he's coming up big here in this third period. Backhand. Oh, cross-ice crease pass intercepted by the Stars. Unable to get a shot off. Comets continue to pressure, however. And the Stars clear. No icing as it was deflected by Lena. And now in the zone, number 94, A.J. Nospelius throws the puck to the far boards. Back down to Nospelius in the far corner. Gets it to Christopher. And then Biederman. Biederman was knocked off the puck. And let's see, the net has been knocked off its mooring, so play has halted as they look to get that net fixed back in the Comet zone. 6:48 to play, 3-0 Glenview. Well, that last save made by Krauth was a beauty as Myers had a clear shot, threw it up high, and Krauth was able to glove it and throw it into the far corner. That was probably the best opportunity of the day for the Comets. And some good offensive opportunities or good offensive setup there to get Myers the puck. Into the slot, firing a shot, going wide was Dylan Buss. Goes along the near boards. Stars get it outside the zone, however. Darzomski, now Schreiber. Schreiber stick handling along the far boards. He'll carry it inside the Comet zone. He still has it along the far boards. And now Starzomski back to the far point. Thrown towards the net into the near corner. Schreiber, centering attempt. Starzomski has it. Now behind the net. Look to backhand it. Goes into the near corner. Alton looks to clear it. And it comes out. Two on one for the Comets. Buss and Utenans. And Utenans fires a shot. That's behind the net. Now the Stars look to go the other way. Flipping it back inside the zone is Jacobazzi. And Stars look to get it outside the zone. Off the glass, out to center ice. And chasing it down is Bendall for the Comets. 5:32 to play in the third period. Lena, cross-ice pass. Out to Jacobazzi. Jacobazzi is going to carry it inside the zone. Far circle, throws the puck towards the net. Stick the side behind the net by Krauth. And here is Ani. That's Tyler Maltz. Oh, and a nice chest set. May rebound scoring. Finally getting on the boards was the Comets on the rebound attempt. Whoa, and what's going on here? So some after whistle activity. Not sure if that was by the goalie. But getting the goal, I believe, was number 10, Bendall. I believe that was Bendall with the goal for the Comets, cutting the lead to 3-1. And it'll be a penalty issued here against the Stars for that shot to the back of Bendall. I believe it was by the goaltender. Well, serving the penalty be Iannucci for the Stars. Iannucci serving the penalty. And it was actually on goaltender Owen Krauth with the push, I believe. And so power play for the Comets with a chance to cut into this lead. McCallum drops it back. Overskated by the Comets and thrown all the way back on net and cleared by the Stars. Now here's Alton behind his own net. And McCallum will pick up the puck and skate it ahead. Stick handles around Nospelius. Lose overskates the puck. And he keeps fanning on it. Now he carries it in. Down to Cummings. Cummings trying to get it back to McCallum. Alton fires a shot. Myers fires that rebound. Scored! McCallum. Myers got the shot. Pad save made by Krauth. And get there for the rebound was McCallum. And he puts it in the net. Power play goal for the Comets, 3-2. Don't go anywhere, folks, as this game is a one-goal game now. McCallum with the goal on the rebound from the Myers shot. Power play goal, 4:32 to play, 3-2 in favor of Glenview. So let's see if the Comets can ride the momentum or if the Stars can seize control back in this game, as at one point they were leading 3-0 here with just over 6 minutes to play. Comets look to clear the puck outside of their zone. Unable to, keeping the puck inside the zone is Starzomski. And then along the near board, skating out with it is Jacob Ozzie. Jacob Ozzie drops it to the far point. Utenons stick handles, throws a shot towards the crease. But that was blocked by the Stars, getting sticks in the lane. And now Pino has the puck knocked off his stick out the center ice. Lena fans on it. Now he'll look to dump it back inside the zone. He does. Knocks down a player going after it. Stars able to recover. Here comes Schreiber along the near boards. Schreiber chasing after it in the near corner. That's actually going to be an icing call, slow icing call, but icing nonetheless against the Stars. So the faceoff is going to come down inside the zone. Oh, actually it was a delayed penalty. So it was a penalty on Lena. So they called that penalty when he was going after the puck. You believe they might have called the interference there. So power play time for Glenview. So let's see if the Stars can regain control of this game. If the Comets are able to kill off the penalty, they'll have just about a minute. Oh, and a player taken down. Cummings was taken down inside the Stars zone. And now the Stars will get a penalty. And so that'll nullify the power play for the Stars. And going to the box will be Carpenter for the Stars. Call is tripping. So we'll have four skaters aside for the next minute 42. And then the Comets will have a brief 18-second power play. Stars take possession of the draw. Try and throw it along the near boards. Kept in by McCallum, but now chipped ahead by the Stars. Stick handling and bringing it inside the zone is Pino. And now play resumes along the near boards. Jacob Ozzie has it in the near corner. Has the puck taken away by the Stars. And a lot of play along the near boards. Jacob Ozzie throws the puck on net. And Krauth able to make the save with McCallum looming for a rebound opportunity. 2:47 to play here in period three. Minute 13 remaining on the first penalty to Jared Lena. And a minute 31 on the power play, or on the penalty to number 55. Check that. Now I'm at the wrong number again there. There's no 55. All right. Starzomski tried to carry the puck ahead, but that was knocked back inside the zone by the Comets. Clearing attempt. Kept in. Player taken down, and we're going to have a trip call, as taken down was number 46, Buss. And we're going to get a trip, and now another penalty. Pino is going to get penalized now too, I believe. Nullifying the power play for maybe not. We'll see. No, Pino is not getting penalized. So it's only the tripping call. Against the Stars. 35 seconds remaining on the penalty to Jared Buss, or to Jared Lena. And then a tripping call against Tyler Malls. And then Christopher's in the box as well. For the Stars. So there'll be a brief 18-second two-man advantage when the penalty to Jared Lena expires here. So we have a timeout called by the Comets as they look to strategize here. .209 to play in the period. So things getting interesting in this game. So 5-4-on-3 hockey for the next 35 seconds on the ice for the Stars. We have Nos Pelelis, Will Ani, and then taking the draw, number 9, Nathan Sondag. Shot by Jacob Ozzy, flips up in the air. Now he takes possession in the near corner, throws it behind the net. Centering attempt, top of the far circle, and getting a stick in there was Ani, not allowing that puck to get inside the zone. Now circling behind the net, looking for a centering attempt. Doing a good job of intercepting it. And a puck thrown on net, and we have a whistle. Let's see here. Okay, so looks like it was a high sticking in front, not a penalty, but a puck knocked down with a high stick. And the faceoff comes outside the zone. 7 seconds remaining on the penalty to Lena. Cummins throws it back inside his own zone. Comets look to carry it in. McCallum goes behind the Stars' net, throws it to the far boards. 5-on-3 hockey now for the next 8 seconds for the Comets. Puck thrown on net by Pinal. Unable to make it all the way through. And stolen away by the Stars and cleared. Pinal has it. He's going to skate it inside the zone. Stick handling around a defender, but he loses control of the puck. Now he's in the near corner. Looking for a net centering attempt. Oh, and overskating it was Jacob Ozzy. And now they pull the goalie on the other end. Puck loose inside the star zone. Lena fires a shot. Tipped. Comets look to throw it. Oh, and it goes across the crease. Here's Myers to corral it along the far boards. Flips it on net. Doesn't get through. Rebound a chop. And getting in front of the puck. Shot goes wide of the net. Now here's Lena on the near side. Pinches in from the near point. He loses it. And it's cleared out to center ice. Myers is going to have to skate after it. 32 seconds remaining. Puck goes awry. Thrown back down inside the Comet zone. Lena's going to have to chase after it. Shovels it ahead. Backhand to Myers. Myers is going to have to skate it in. 21 seconds remaining. Flips a shot towards the net. Gets deflected. And now McCallum will grab it for the Comets. Throws it to Jacob Ozzy, but it's cleared by the Stars. That might do it. 10 seconds remaining. Have to get that puck up in a hurry. He's skating with it. He didn't know how much time was left. Pinal throws it ahead, but that's going to run out of time. And the Stars will win. 3-2. As the Comets were unable to come up with the tying goal. And the Stars hang on to win in an exciting third period. Final score, 3-2. 3-2 win for the Stars, and they'll tie up the Comets in terms of points. Both teams now have 13 points on the season. Both teams shaking hands here at center ice. Stars coming away with the victory. Game got a little chippy there, so a little little chippiness, a little bad blood brewing here, but hopefully that all blows over as it's just a game, folks. Final score, Linview number 1, Stars 3, Comets number 1, 2. This has been the NIHL Game of the Week on SportsTownChicago.com, powered by the Illinois Media School. For Chris Hamilton on cameras, I am Eric Willowhite saying so long from the Mount Prospect Ice Arena. And don't forget to tune in next Tuesday, as our next game will take place on Tuesday, February 7th at 7:55, a Bantam Silver contest with the Cyclones, number 2, visiting Skokie, number 1. So long, everybody.